4 new songs this past week. One featuring Vince Staples, one featuring Drom. I didn't really like any of them myself. But maybe that's a me problem and they're just doing their own thing. But it did remind me how much I like the Gorillaz when they're doing things that I do like. So I listened to Demon Days. And then I was driving, you know, back from Myrtle Beach, long, long drive. And so I just left. Like, after Demon Days played, Spotify was just like, oh, well, like, now you must want the radio.
Yeah.
And it was, like, actually a dope radio station.
Oh, wait, okay, so wait, so Spotify Radio starts playing as soon as you're done a playlist?
Yeah, yeah, as soon as you're done with the album. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I found some great songs on that.
That's yeah, yeah, so the Demon Days radio is phenomenal, because it's a mix of, like, the two things that Demon Days is a mix of, like, rock and, like, electronic kind of stuff. So, like, it's got, like, Mac DeMarco and... Daft Punk, you know, and like kind of everything, like the Strokes, you know, and the Gorillaz and stuff
like
that.
An AI for the Res Radio.
Yeah, you can really, Spotify Radio can basically be the Res Radio if you want it to be. So the second song I'm going to play is by STRFKR, called Something Ain't Right, and I heard that off this radio station. What do you think about the Gorillaz?
Oh, okay. So I recently invested in a Google Cardboard $13 VR headset.
That's exciting.
The future. I think it's so cool. I need to make sure I don't get too into it, because I feel like I can lose myself in it. But
easily.
Gorillaz. Okay, so first of all, best thing about this thing is that it's $13. It comes in a couple days, and it's so, and like, you don't need like a bunch of like fancy software. It works with your phone, and YouTube has an entire section dedicated specifically to like 360-degree
VR videos.
Okay, and Gorillaz put out a music video for Saturn's Bars. Okay, in 3D VR, it is so cool. Okay, when we get back to our house, I'll show you the link.
What else have you done with the Google?
It's so cool. Okay, so they have.
So I have a question about that. Your eyes are really close to the screen.
Mm-hmm.
How do they make it so your eyes can see what's on the screen?
Okay, so how it works is, if you see how any of the actual videos work, they're like, I'm not like a physicist. I don't think I've seen
them on Facebook.
But it's like the little like it's split in half, and there's two like kind of like, oblong shaped like versions of the screen that are like slightly offset, and it uses your phone's like gyroscope to show the like position, so that's how it adjusts where it is on like within the 3D or within the virtual reality like scope. And so it like, there are these two little lenses, because I was looking up, the best thing about this VR headset is not only you can buy it for $13, but also Google has all of the blueprints for it online for free. So you can build it.
I looked into doing that last summer.
You can just make it with some cardboard. But the thing you need to get are these two lenses, and the lenses will like essentially get the image of the... I'm kind of making a conical shape with my hands, like pulling back. So it's like it'll
jellyfish.
Yeah, so it'll reflect the image correctly correctly at the correct angle into your eyes, so that your brain puts the two images together, and that gives you like a more realistic like 3D perception of what's going on the screen, and like it's super cool that so Google has their own app that is free, that comes with it.
They made an app?
It used to, yeah. So
that's crazy.
So there's an app that you just like turn it on, turn your phone sideways, and it has this thing called Kaleidoscope. It's like a cool, like, it literally is like a big VR kaleidoscope. There's a,
whoa,
like a, kind of like an intro to the Google Cardboard, like meditative.
You like experience. Go up in the clouds, right?
You like follow like a wolf around, and you like fly with a bird. It's really, honestly, it's stunning. Like, I'm so blown away. Like, I thought it was gonna be like pretty cool. It's like really cool.
Cool.
I'm, yeah.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, virtual
reality. Mark Ruffalo officially endorses virtual reality.
Yeah, virtual reality. Really cool. You can have a lunch with Mark Ruffalo.
If he is down to be filmed by a virtual reality camera.
Yeah.
Having lunch.
Yeah, you know, we're going to talk to him. I'll send him an email about it.
Mark.Ruffalo@Ruffalo.net.
Yeah, so, you know, the website's not up yet, but I would just set a bookmark preemptively. Lunchwithruffalo.com. And,
Slash.
Yeah, slash VR. forward slash.
If you go to lunchwithruffalo.com/buffalobanter, you can get 30% off your first week.
Yes. And for every friend you refer us to,
$5 off your next Uber.
Yeah, $5. Yeah, I don't know if we can officially say that.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, okay, cool. Then, yeah, fine,
we got Uber.
Sure.
They're in trouble. They need this.
Yeah.
Okay, two songs.
Yeah, two songs.
Coming your way. And then we'll be back in your ears.
I'm not afraid to die.
end.
That was...
Let's Go Something Ain't Right by Sturfufu.
Ah, yes. Something Ain't Right by
Sturfufu.
Yeah, so coming up, you know, it's around breakfast time, and
we're going to play Breakfast in America.
Yeah. Yes! Wow. Yeah, so, you know, this, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and we feel, you know, be as nutritious as possible. So we got some food for the soul.
Hey, that's where that was going.
A delicious D'Angelo sandwich with Prince bread. So we got a Prince song, and then a D'Angelo song.
Some cheese from D'Angelo.
And then...
another Prince song.
Yeah, another Prince song. And then we'll be back with you. So the first song is going to be Let's Go Crazy by Prince off of Purple Rain. And just take it from there.
Ooh.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down,
for the purpose of an entity, they put us in the trap.
Oh, wow. I'm feeling that was mighty
exhausting.
Stuffed
yeah.
from that delicious, nutritious, creamy, smooth
funk sandwich.
Funk sandwich. That was just, yeah, wow. That was a great, a good breakfast. Yeah. So, you know, Prince is on Spotify. I feel like...
I really appreciate
that. As much as I've been listening to Prince, still haven't been utilizing it quite as much as I should have.
Yeah, honestly, I should be. Didn't listen to a lot of Prince before he was on Spotify. And now, I'm listening to a little bit of Prince.
Well.
So I got to work my way up.
But that's... Congratulations. Those are baby steps.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Let's hear it for the boy. This next song is called Let's Hear It for the Boy.
And it's by... Oh, that one, okay.
Hey, just move that one up. Sorry. This song, I just want to give a quick shout. No, I just want to give a quick shout out to Gabe Taylor. The song is about his middle school dance experience. Well, I guess like that's what he.
Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time.
This one's called Supersonic Man.
Thank you.
if a power outage suddenly left you in the dark, would you be ready? While your American Red Cross will help when needed, the best way to make your family and home safer is to be prepared before the lights go out. Have flashlights and plenty of extra batteries. Never use candles for emergency lighting. Have a non-cordless phone ready. Keep your car tank gas half full. To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. Support the American Red Cross. Change a life.
Is this the Shags?
No, it's Ghetto Brothers. Got this happy feeling. Elif showed me the song. Elif, secondary PSA for, what's their show called? 12 to 1, or 11 to 12 on Fridays. It's called something lunch, avocado brunch, or, let me just take out our WMFO Spring 2017 staff schedule. Art Gazpacho.
Art Gazpacho.
Featuring free jazz with Elif Olmez and Ben Teller.
Yes.
Amazing show. I listen to it.
Also, Ski Cops.
Ski
Cops are rad. Shout out to Ski Cops.
Ski Cops.
Ski Cops is like Avi and Nickel.
Oh, yeah. That one you don't have to listen to because it's 3 to 4 a.m. on Friday nights.
Yep.
Thursday. Saturday. Woo! Saturday mornings, that is.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was... What did we just play that we didn't... I guess, yeah. Easy to Love You is such a ridiculous song. I like it so much, but it's kind of like too much. It's got like steel drums in it at one point.
It's like definitely late Grateful Dead, you know?
Oh, yeah. I originally really didn't like the album. It's off of the album Go to Heaven, which kind of looks like a Duck Dynasty Christmas card. like the album art. It's like a bunch of bearded dudes in like all white. But... Yeah, I used to like really not like that album. My dad was like, listen here, you're going to re-listen to this album all the way
listen
through.
Listen here, son.
We said it much, yeah. He was just like, yeah, let's just check this album out again. Honestly, not a terrible album. I'm not a huge late Grateful Dead fan, but, you know, for what it is, there's some cool... I'm a sucker for weird time signatures.
You know what that means.
Oh, wow.
15-4?
15-8? 15-4. Because it's a measure of 7 and then a measure of 8.
Okay.
Which is...
A measure of 8-4?
Yeah. 8-8.
Two measures of...
8-8? 8-8 would be kind of...
So it's 15-8?
No, yeah. It's 15. It's 15-4.
But it's... So it's a measure of 7-4.
But it's not complex, so it's not broken up into triplets. So it wouldn't be 8.
Okay.
Ooh, what's next?
A couple more songs. We got like 10 more minutes of music for you guys. One song that came to mean a lot to the group of people I was spending time with on spring break, because it's so freaking catchy, and it's by the best band of all time.
Ocean Man. for Ruby. People would weep how tragic so early. I was gonna die young. Baby with something
That was Snow on the Moon by the Spirit of the Beehive off of an album called Pleasure Suck. That's kind of gross. It seems to me like our show is coming to a close. Looks a little rainy outside, which is kind of sad. And also we have to leave the studio soon, which is kind of sad. And also Noah's on his phone right now, not even paying attention to our dear listeners.
Accidentally,
which is sad.
I'm very sorry.
What's up?
Oh, and I have to do something. I accidentally messed something up on my phone.
Oh no!
But it's okay. So we'll be with you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Stay tuned for more.
Accidentally spend $50 on something.
Whoa. More WMFO in Medford tunes coming your way basically all time because it's a radio station. That's how they normally work. That's DJ Time Cop. I'm DJ Alex Trebek. We are Buffalo Banter with Mark Ruffalo, and this is a song by Neutral Milk Hotel.